1 month ago, the Army announced it would end the Reserve Officers Training Corps programs at UWL and 12 other schools across the country. Juniors and seniors could graduate through the program, but freshmen and sophomores would either have to transfer schools or leave ROTC. Staff talked about being transferred or having to take early retirement. But in a surprise move, UWL Chancellor Joe Gao received word from the Army that the program won't be shutting down for now. Instead, it'll be placed on a 2-year probation period. Gao says that's great for the staff and 53 students, but he's still waiting to hear what exactly that entails.
What will the Army want the staff to do, and what kind of expectations will it set during the probationary period? If those are realistic and we can work on those, that's wonderful. If, you know, it's something like you need to double the number of students in a year, I mean, that's probably not possible. So it's very critical to see what exactly the Army is going to need.
Plus, Gao says the school needs a definitive decision from the Army so it can continue attracting students interested in ROTC. Staff are also sitting in limbo since their futures are uncertain. Gao says the National Guard has contacted him about starting a similar program if ROTC ends on campus. UWL's ROTC commander, Lieutenant Colonel James Hill, says he's also still waiting for official details from the Army. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.